the first practice in pads, when the rough stuff starts. And it doesn't get any rougher than one-on-one between the running backs and inside linebackers. We're talking blitz and blitz pickup, and it's the acid test for any back looking for work in Mike McCarthy's offense.
I think we'll all be watching the pass protection because that's the thing you really have to get the pads to get a good look at it. It's definitely a skill, and you really can't practice it or simulate it until you put the pads on.
When it comes to improving as a running back, Ty Montgomery has singled out blitz pickup for special emphasis. And while he remains a work in progress, he is progressing.
Watch the film, fix my technique, and I'm going to get better at it. I mean, you know, I'm not going to really apologize for not being the best at pass pro, and I never had to do it before. So I definitely think I got better today and made some strides.
As for those rookie running backs, fourth-rounder Jamal Williams wasn't bashful about sticking his nose in there. And he did a better job of staying on his feet as the drill wore on.
Once you put the pads on, it's just see what you got. You got your effort, the grit, you know, just to show that you can play and, you know, show the dudes that you're here, you're for real, and you just want to help the team win.
Fifth-round pick, Aaron Jones, he might have had the best blitz pickup of the day. That's a dominating effort against a veteran linebacker.
I felt like I did really well in it. It's a couple technique things I can work on, like my punch, my initial punch, getting my hands inside. But overall, I felt like I did a really good job.
At 230, seventh-rounder Devontae Mays is the biggest of the bunch. And that's a fine job of shocking and blocking a blitzer, which is a big part of winning a job as a running back for the Green Bay Packers.
With a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, you got to be able to protect him. So that's one thing that I'm going to continue to work on each and every day.